daf was Shabbos daf Tzadi, and the very bottom of the daf and base the Mishnah discussed the minimum shear that you chayv for otsa'a on wood, on dyes, and on various detergents. We said the amount of wood would be the amount that it would take to cook a very easily cooked egg. And on the top of daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, it tries to identify the various different detergents that were used that were mentioned in the Mishnah. The next Mishnah on Tzadi Amud Aleph mentions that there are a number of items that even a kol shehu you chayv for carrying, such as palpelas, which is peppers that they use for reyach hapeh to help with bad breath, and itron, which is a tar that they would use to somehow treat migraines, and besamim, and various metals. They all have a shear of a kol shehu. And the Mishnah went on to say that things that would need to be put in geniza, that would be put away, matznin osan legonsan, like worn out svarim, or pieces of the mizbeach, also the shear would be a kol shehu. And Rabbi Yehuda thinks even avol dezara, the shear would be a kol shehu, because the pasuk itself is machshiv even tiny amounts of avodah zarah, v'lo yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherim, that you can't have anything from avodah zarah associated with you, so even a tiny amount is considered chashuv in terms of hotzah and Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to tell us that when we talk about metals, the reason a tiny amount of metal is chashuv is that you can make an ox goad out of it, but when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, if a person commits to give barzel to the Beis HaMikdash, so then he needs to give one amma by one amma square of barzel, because they used to make tiles that were one amma by one amma that were very sharp to keep crows from to keep birds, ravens and crows from landing on the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't be bizayon to the Beis HaMikdash. And then right before the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, once we speak about wormy svarim, tells us that the worms that you would find in svarim and in various fruits are extremely dangerous. And there was a story of a Talmud that was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, you know, I feel like something scratchy in my throat. It must be that there's thorns in this fruit. And Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, this guy's a goner. He's going to die any minute now, because he realized that it wasn't a thorn. It was actually the worms that are extremely dangerous. The Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Aleph tells us again about the shear of different things. So it says a spice box, even though it has many different types of spices, the kupas arochlin, you only chayiv one korban chatos for carrying it out on Shabbos. And it starts to discuss, what about chagavim? What about a grasshopper, a kosher grasshopper? So if the kosher grasshopper is alive, then the shear is a kol shehu, even the tiniest amount. If it's dead, then it's a food, so the shear is going to be a grogris. But Rabbi Yehuda says a non-kosher grasshopper, if it's living, the shear is a kol shehu, and the reason why it's chashuv, a non-kosher grasshopper is a chashuv thing to have, is because shematznin osan lekatan lischokpo, they would give it to children to play with, so it was a children's toy, it was worthwhile to keep around. And toward the middle of Tzadi Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses a number of other things that may have chashivas, the hairs of a horse tail and the hairs of a cow's tail that could be used to make different kinds of baskets. But then it circles back at the very end of the perek, the very last few lines of the perek, to discuss this story with the kosher grasshopper, where Tanakama says that he's not concerned that you're going to give that a non-kosher grasshopper you would ever put away, because you would never want to give it to a child, because you're afraid the kid is going to eat a non-kosher grasshopper. So you would never give him a non-kosher grasshopper to play with. You wouldn't want him to violate the isser of eating the non-kosher grasshopper. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to worry that if the grasshopper dies, the child's going to eat it. The child already developed an attachment to it. It was his toy. So imayus, the parak ends with the words, imayus, if the grasshopper dies, katan mispat sapidle, the child is more likely to say a hesped for it than he is likely to eat it. Hadron al-Kham Rabbi Akiva, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we start the 10th paragraph of Masechet Shabbos.